Let's have everybody stand up. We're going to read just two verses. Two verses from Acts chapter 13, verse 22 and 23. Acts chapter 13, verse 22 and 23. I would like afterwards for Laura Phillip and Joshua Onutsa to pray. See here? All right. Let's have Laura Phillip pray. Acts 13, chapter 13, verse 22 and verse 23. After removing Saul, he made David the king. God testified concerning him, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised." Amen. Let's pray. Amen. You may be seated. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. What a wonderful sentence. When God looks down on us, the question is, what does he say about you? What does he say about me? When God in all his eternity looks down on you, I'm sure that he's very pleased with you because you are a child of God. He sent his beloved own son to die for us. So he loves us. He adores us. He wants us to be his children. But what does he say about you? There's two phrases in the Bible that God uses to characterize people. And I want to go into both of them, but tonight we're going to tackle one of them, and it's going to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. And the second phrase, which we'll go at a later time, says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." There's nothing more important at the beginning of 2015 than to hear and to have the desire to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. You see, all my New Year resolution kind of faded away when I thought about this desire, the desire to be after God's own heart. When God looks down on you and says that you are after God's own heart, it's the best compliment that anyone can give you. It's the best title that anyone can give you. In this world, we seek so many names, titles. We seek to assimilate ourselves with people of stature and people of name, when simply God is there and says, "I want you, my child, to assimilate with me." How do I know that? How do I know that that's what God wants? It's because look at David. I mean, at first look, David seems like he doesn't really have his heart set right. I mean, he was a sinner. He was an adulterer, a lying, a murderer. But the same thing can be said about us, right? We were born for God, by God, for God. But every time we do something different and we do some of the worldly things and possessions, we are cheating on God. When we sin knowingly and willingly, we are spitting in God's face, or we're slapping Jesus' face, or we're nailing him on the cross. So just as the Pharisees 2,000 years ago, and as David in his time, we are guilty as well. However, just like David, through his descendants, Jesus Christ, we are forgiven for our sins, and we have achieved forgiveness. Thus, David, we can still attain the precious name after God's own heart. What are the characteristics a man or a woman after God's own heart? Repentance. David was a man of repentance. Look at what David says after he had sinned, and Nathan comes to him and said, "You have sinned because you have taken a wife or a woman of a different man, then you killed that husband of that wife. He says, David acknowledges in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 13, says, I have sinned against the Lord. So he acknowledges that. And then in Psalm 51, which is going to be the lesson for you for this week, we see David's repentance. And we're going to open that, just kind of give you a couple of sentences here. He says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. So you are right in your verdict and justify when you judge." And the last part, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Amen. That's very important that God creates in us a new heart, a heart after God's own heart. Everything starts with asking for forgiveness. We stand before God right in this moment. If we want to be after God's own heart, we have to acknowledge, just like David did in Samuel 12:13, and then we have to ask for forgiveness. You see, you have to go a step further. If you think about David sinned, but David, he really is guilty towards people, right? David did something towards Uriah, right, and Bathsheba. He took a wife of someone and then he killed the husband. So you could say that he was guilty towards that person. But God sees it differently. When you sin towards your sister, your brother, your friend, you're sinning towards God. And you need to repent from God himself. The next thing is relationship with God. David had a relationship with God. Psalm 116 in verse 1 says, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." David, above all, loved God. He made it clear the moment that he was forgiven, that "I love you, Lord." It's a sentence that God wants to hear from us. And it's the sentence that a father wants to hear from a child. In verse 2, in the same chapter, says, "I will call upon God as long as I live." David is putting his trust in God, and he is asking God for guidance in his life every step of the way. David had a love and trust relationship with God, and we are requested to have the same. That means that you seek God for help in every situation. We're great at trying to figure out things ourselves, especially at our younger age. We try to do things ourselves, but only ask God once we fail. But God doesn't want that from us. He wants to be involved in every situation in our life. He wants to, because here's the thing. He wants to hear, "I love you, God. I trust in you, God." But you know what? He doesn't return. He blesses you. He blesses you now, and he blesses you generations after generations after generation. I know you guys are young and not thinking about your kids and your grandkids. But you see, just like David, because of the relationship and trust and love that he had with Jesus, with God, God blessed him all along those generations. Even today, God is blessing them. So the reality of it is that when you have that trust and love and relationship with God, and you have his forgiveness, it's about the future, it's our future. The last but not least is absolute faith in God. Just look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. We remember when David comes upon Goliath. And King Saul says, "David, you are too young. I'm not going to let you go out there against him because you're too young." But what does David say? "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." And you know the rest of the story, right? Absolute faith in God. Through the Bible, we see how David was tested more than many men or women will be tested in our lifetime. He even lost his son. But David passed every test because he had absolute faith in God. After he was told of his sin, he was rebuked. He asked for forgiveness, and he was forgiven. But God did take away his son. His son became ill. And what do you see David do? If you read his story, David is crying. He is pleading with God to save his son. He's praying in sackcloth on the ground. But after his son dies, what does he do? He stops crying. Why? Because he trusted God. You see, he still trusted God even in those situations, because God had him in his hands. And it didn't matter anymore. He got up, he walked around, the people were like, wait a second, why aren't you crying now? Because it's not about you. It's about God and what God's will, and he has you in his hands. And he had absolute faith of God. I couldn't finish this last without putting the last slide, if they can help me back there. But basically, there's many other characteristics of David that made him a man after God's own heart. Loved the word of God. Loved to pray. Loved to praise God. We see Psalm 150 Psalms. Loved his closest friends. Jonathan, 1 Samuel 18:1. Hated sin. The moment he had obtained forgiveness from God, he hated sin. The bottom line, and the things I want you to remember this today, is going to be salvation comes relationship with God, which in turn returns in absolute faith in God. May God help us, and I want you for a lesson for this week to read Psalm 51 every day of the week before you go to bed and see true forgiveness, asking God for forgiveness, and how heartbroken David was, because you have to have a broken heart before God can repair it. Amen.